This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank. The better big bang.
It's that time of the week, yes, slap bang on eight, when we catch up with the Douglas Shire Mayor, Julia Lloyd. She's on the line. Firstly, good morning, Julia. How are you?
I'm very good. And how are you, Gazza?
I'm very, well, I said you off air. I mean, you just can't grumble about anything in this part of the world. It's just perfect, isn't it?
Look, I think that's why so many of us love to live here, that's for sure.
I'm one of the many that came here for a bit of a holiday. And thought, you know, my wife and I looked at each other, I think, and had the same thoughts. And, like, we might have to come here permanently one day. And we sort of are now. So a lot of people do that, and you can understand why. So great to be here on this Monday morning. You attended the think tank. It was think tank number 4 at the Shire Hall in Mossman on Saturday. I've got to say, good attendance. And it's great, Julia, that it's being taken seriously by the likes of yourself and the CEO of the council and many other members of the community, and some very good points brought up. Did you feel it went well?
Look, yes, no, I did. And certainly I think the various topics that were discussed and updates from various people, including Pink Reynolds, our farmer, our local regeneration agricultural farmer. We had updates from the botanical gardens and their quest, of course, to establish that fantastic facility. And Mark, our CEO, always does an awesome job. We're so fortunate to have such a wonderful CEO. And also the update from the mill. And I think I've probably pretty much covered all the topic areas. Oh, no, hang on. I must say, from the Chamber of Commerce as well.
It's good that they're getting involved. And, you know, a strong chamber is always very important in any community. And as you mentioned, Mark Stormer, a good chat. I was pleased with his Economic Development Task Force plans, that the meetings that will be held in the near future are going to include yourself and the chamber, but also businesses around the, you know, what I call, you know, everyday people getting involved and having their say.
Yes, it also includes tourism in Port Douglas Daintree, of course. This is an initiative of council, and it's in our operational plan to review our current economic development strategy. And we thought the best way was to do and trial this sort of task force idea. So the councillors and myself, we're really excited about this and very much looking forward to it.
Now, there's a renewed push to increase regional visitation. It's basically saying, look, we're going to give you locals certainly free trips across the ferry. There's going to be free entry to the Mossman Gorge swimming hole. So, again, encouraging people and locals as well to get involved in their own backyard and get out there and enjoy.
Look, yes, we've had this for a number of years, and it's for 4 months, so it's going until the 28th of February. So that period of time is just such a great opportunity for people from around our region to come and visit the beautiful Daintree area. Go all the way up to Cape Trib. You might want to go on the Bloomfield track and even up further to Woodshaw and Cooktown. So it is really a good incentive, and so we're very keen to get the message out. It's very easy to apply. You can do it on our website or you can come into the office.
Now, the 139-year-old flagstaff, this is it's been reinstalled at Island Point Lookout. Now, this thing was taken out due to, I guess, wear and tear over the years, was fixed up, put back, and now it's an award winner.
Look, yes, I was really thrilled to accept a high commendation at the National Trust Heritage Awards last Tuesday night with Noel Weir. And Noel Weir has been the driving force with the Historical Society behind getting this restored and also having it reinstated. It was removed in 2012 due to safety issues when we were with Cairns Regional Council. But Noel and the Historical Society have fought really hard to get this to the extent that now it remains as part of our history. And there's a really interesting story about it, because it was actually ripped from the ground, it was splintered, it was ravaged by termites. And the other thing is that people probably don't realise is that this was erected initially as the original flagstaff in 1880, and when it was used to signal the arrival of ships to Port Douglas. And so smaller craft would then meet the vessel and ferry goods and passengers ashore, and it was also used to warn the arrival of cyclones in the 1950s. And so we're really pleased, and I really want to thank Noel, the Historical Society, and Council, because we worked really hard and we engaged a local shipwright who restored it and repaired it, and we had a ceremony just before Anzac Day last year.
Good job done indeed. Now, I don't think there's any doubt that it's been pretty tough for businesses this year in the Douglas Shire, but I think really, in reality, it's been pretty tough for many regional towns across Australia, but certainly those that the monsoonal flooding and some other issues too throughout the year have made it tough. We've already seen the loss of one established business in the last week in the Douglas Shire, which is a great shame, but there are some free mentoring options and advice, face-to-face advice for businesses up for grabs.
Look, that's true, Gazza, and this roadshow, as it's been called, it's called the Back on Track Business Roadshow, and that's being held in Port Douglas on November the 24th. And the program is jointly funded by the Commonwealth and State Government through the Disaster Recovery Funding Arrangement. So people need to register, and I very much encourage people to do that. It's a really good opportunity when we have these types of opportunities right here in the Douglas Shire. And so there's information, you can register and have these one-on-one discussions. And there's a website, I think it's businessqld.gov.au/backontrack.
Details of many of our topics available on the council website, of course. Talking to our Mayor, Julia Loy, I was very pleased. I'm always chuffed to see positives and things happening, again, for the sort of people at ground level, shall we say. And this one was the Mossman State School, with the honoured with the Queensland Teachers Union Showcase Award for Excellence in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Education. So that was a real plus for them, wasn't it?
Look, it's fantastic, and they really continue to get the recognition and accolades that they very much deserve. I'm not sure whether you were at a fantastic community event in early December last year when they launched this Indigenous language program, and it's been really taken on board and well supported by the community as well. And so I think they're just doing an awesome job. So many more people really want to understand, learn, and recognise our very important Indigenous culture here in the Douglas Shire.
Just a couple of more items for me. We'll give you a chance, Julie, if you have anything extra to add. But something that I guess could be seen as a little bit out of our region, but a couple of items. We've been hearing about the Cairns Export Hub and also the flights. We lost the Cathay Pacific flights just recently, but we've got the likes of Air New Guinea and Virgin Australia getting involved now. Even though, obviously, that's Cairns, I mean, that's really going to have a knock-on effect for the Douglas Shire, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Look, anything in terms of improving aviation, improving our export opportunities, very, very much impacts positively for the Douglas Shire, and I've been saying that for a very long time. I mean, we're not far from the airport, and certainly I know this export hub, this idea has been around for a while, and certainly with the cessation of the Cathay Pacific flights, it really highlighted the fact that that loss of export opportunities, particularly for our seafood industry, our agriculture, and also the potential that we have for further sort of diversification into the future. I know as a organic farmer, we have in the past exported product, lychees, organic fruit, and when we had other airlines, we would just race down to the airport, and it was quite easy to air freight, particularly with Ansett many years ago. And so the opportunities in the last 20 years have really, really rapidly declined. And so I know that the state government has picked up on this, and I really commend Michael Healy, the state member for Cairns, because he's really pushed this. And so really looking forward to it. I think it opens, it's expected to open in 2021, which actually gives the market and airline opportunities to start to see how they can take advantage of this as well.
Something that I picked up on my final topic for this morning, Julia, Because I feel there's all, and being in the media, we feel, well, I certainly feel a little bit torn where to go, because there's certain things we have to talk about, but other things that you feel bring a negative to a region. The topic was, and it's in certainly in the news this morning, about sharks and drum lines and beaches that have them and beaches that don't. And certainly sort of Ellis Beach was mentioned, which is not a million miles from us, of course, not having them. My concern with these sort of topics in the media, and again, we sort of have to mention them, but it's sort of, you know, it's like the cyclone thing. People stop coming to this part of the world, even though there might be a cyclone that's 500 kilometres away. Do you think that potentially now, you know, the sharks have been in the news, be it sort of 5 or 6 hours drive south of our location, but do you think that can have a negative effect, that people suddenly think that everybody's going to get eaten by a shark when they come to the Douglas Shire?
Look, I think unfortunately it does, because what happens is that people don't understand our geography. Even when we were having our cyclones and really bad weather earlier in the year, I was getting phone calls from radio stations in Melbourne and Sydney who really did not understand that we were thousands of kilometres north of Brisbane. And even when the flooding was occurring in, even though we were getting that bad weather, because very soon after that, we had the dreadful floods in Townsville and out west. And of course, the images of the really sad situation with those thousands of head of cattle, many of the radio stations, and these are people in the media around Australia, actually thought the Douglas Shire was, you know, a few kilometres north of there. And so I think anyone of us who are in the media, we really are doing our best to try and get out that message that when we are absolutely not affected, we want people to understand that they can come up to Douglas. And so I did a lot of interviews around Australia saying that come on up, book your flight now, you're going to have a fantastic weekend, a fantastic week, we're open for business. And sadly, yes, there are some areas that are affected by, for example, this flooding and bad weather. It's not occurring in Douglas Shire. And you're right in terms of, certainly, everyone wants to come up with the right solutions in terms of making sure that people are safe. But we do have to temper that with ensuring the right information is getting out to people so that they don't either cancel a proposed holiday or don't think about making one. And we want people to come up here. We know once people come up here, they absolutely adore it. There is not a week that doesn't go by that I talk to a tourist, and even just yesterday, I talked to many tourists during the week, I might say, and visitors, but what I do end up talking to a lot of people who are very, very regular visitors. And we have a high statistic for repeat visitation in the Douglas Shire, and that's because people love what they experience here, like what they see, have a diversity of types of businesses, restaurants that they can enjoy, different tourism experiences that they can take part of, or even if they don't want to go anywhere, there's so many spots where they can really chill out and have a good time. And they also actually make friends. They come back and forth all the time and have their friendship groups as well. They do volunteer work at the neighbourhood centres, for example. So they have a wonderful time in our community because we're friendly, we're safe, we've got lots of fantastic things to do.
Certainly well said, Julia. Final question, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, Julia?
Well, like every week, it's a big week. We've certainly got our formal ordinary council meeting next Tuesday. And on Monday, we've got a special council meeting because we're also adopting our annual report. Now, our annual report is a really important report. It actually details all the different achievements that we've been able to get done during the financial year, and that's the financial year of 2018-19. So we'll have that on the Monday. That'll be a reasonably short meeting. We have to do that by, there's a certain date we've got to make sure that we adopt that, that the Audit Office expects of us. So that will be done, and then we'll have an ordinary meeting, as we describe it, sometimes not so ordinary, and that will be on Tuesday. But there's certainly lots happening every day, and I really want to actually commend all our council crews and our council staff. We're really powering through so many things at the moment. going rapidly through our capital works. If people want to look at our website and Facebook, they'll see that we are undergoing a lot of improvement throughout the entire Shire.
As you say, always something happening in the Douglas Shire, which is great. Julia Loy, Mayor, thank you very much for your time. You'll be back with Paul tomorrow. I think we're going to catch up in a couple of weeks again, so I look forward to that. But in the meantime, you have a fabulous day.
Okay, thanks very much. You have a great day and a wonderful week, Gazza.
Thank you very much. That's Julia Loy, Douglas Shire Mayor. It's Fab FM.